This is Talking Puffy, the Puffcast. I don't think I've introduced us for the last three episodes. Anyway.
No, look, I'm guessing people know.
So if you're new, it's fabulous Adam Richard, outrageous Scott Brennan, the punctual Toby Sullivan.
Presence.
Wes.
Not present.
Not present. Male impersonator. Wes Snelling.
It's a bit, if you're just joining us, it's a bit like coming in on like the last four episodes
don't
of Lost.
Don't make people feel bad for just joining us.
I mean, it's okay, but you're just going to have to work it out yourself.
Oh, yeah, there are a lot of in-jokes.
It's probably worth pointing out. Oh, the foods. We're in a food court, by the way.
Hello.
Oh, thank you, my fizzy water.
All right, fizzy water's arrived.
Thank you very much.
Chamomile tea.
Are you having a tea?
I'm having a chamomile tea because I feel really tense.
Toby's experimenting with being Amish.
I'm exploring the Amish leather scene. Yeah.
Now, we may be interrupted
during
this podcast because my housemate and longtime friend of Talking Puffy, Thomas Jaspers, locked himself out of the house.
Name and shame that fucking dizzy
bitch. Yeah, he locked himself out
of
the house.
Not the first time either.
But no, for the second time in a few weeks. But at least he's wearing clothes this time. Last time, it was only the fact that we leave our washing out to dry for 6 weeks at a time that he actually had clothes to wear as he walked down to the police station to make a phone call to try and get a key into the house.
In whatever clothes happened to be hanging out.
Yeah.
That's good. Why don't you just tell all the podcast listeners where you're going to leave your spare
key? I'll just leave it under the black dildo by the back door. No, you just have to pull the dildo like a lever. It'll be like a secret bomb villain kind of.
Maybe it'll be like, maybe you should have to do like a survivor challenge to get in the house. Like you build one of those George Clooney fuck chairs from the Burn After Reading. You have to do 20 minutes on that before the door unlocks.
Oh, God. George Clooney fuck chair.
Our house would constantly be open. It would just be so easy to break in.
I was going to say, couldn't just whatever trade is inside let him in?
Yeah. No, they're not after the drugs we've given them. They're all unconscious.
They're not well disposed to make it to the front door right now.
Oh, God, have you seen Thomas's trade? They're all too fat to get out of the sling.
Well, they do say that serial killers hunt in their own pack.
I've seen him hunt in a few packs. God damn it. Now, I have to give an update.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
On my, because people have been asking me about my prostate massage.
Oh, yeah.
And
our three Twitter followers.
Any spot to talk about prostate massages, it's really
in this very loud, busy food court.
In a busy food court in Melbourne Central.
In middle of Melbourne Central Nando's.
Yep. So you bought a prostate massage.
I bought a prostate massage. Huh? And I used it the night that I bought it. Because you know when you want to try
your new toy, you get it.
And I wasn't really in the mood, and it was kind of like, I don't know. But I have used it since, and it's fucking fantastic.
So I've got to get one?
Yep.
It's really good.
It's really good.
I don't have that much time on my hands.
Yeah, look, I haven't used it much. I've only used it a couple of times. It's not like it's always up there. I mean, I'm wearing it now.
I just stick my thumb under my foreskin until it empties. Like, I don't have time to...
I don't know about a prostate massager. I don't find I carry that much tension in my prostate.
I'm carrying a lot of tension in my ass.
My prostate's so tight at the moment. Oh, God.
Oh, look out, everyone. Jabba the Slut's here.
She's arrived.
Okay. Thomas Jaspers.
Madam Jaspers has arrived.
I've already warned our listeners about you possibly crashing. Anything you've got to say?
Have you
about
still got eyelash glue on, Dom?
I still have eyelash glue on. I'm very, very hungover.
Is it eyelash glue or someone jizzed in your eye?
Well, he's got to pay for the cab somehow.
I wish. No, I am just really thrilled to be here.
Yep. Jabba the Slut.
Oh, Jesus. Your voice is so low, too.
Are you pulling up a pew or are you doing a drive-by?
Come on, join us. So you've come all the way in here just to get the keys to the house.
Yeah, we don't have a spare microphone, so we're
going
to
put a key under the black dildo by the back door.
Don't tell everyone. Half the people you sleep with are your listeners.
Oh. Actually, while we've got you both here, Jaspers and Scott, like, do you... Because you both are rampant sexuals, like, you just... daily, I'm guessing. Is there often a crossover with noise levels and stuff?
Did you hear me yesterday?
No, the only time I thought I'd heard Scott was when, so we got a new cat and she,
Beryl,
Scott had this big painting when we moved house sitting on his bedhead, and while he was asleep, Beryl climbed in and knocked it off the bedhead and it landed right on his face. and it was, we just moved into the new house, and all I heard was, oh, you fucking bitch. Oh, that's, oh, God, that hurts. And I thought, oh, maybe this is what he normally does. Like, I've just never heard it. We've got thinner walls now. And so a few hours later, I got up, and I was sitting in the living room, and he had this big black eye. I was like, oh, did you have someone over last night?
That's normally how it goes.
Yeah. So, no, actually, we haven't had too much noise. We're good with our noise levels. Yeah.
But that cat is a dirty slug.
Yeah, that cat is a dirty slug. I never hear Thomas because he's always got his face pushed into the pillow. Yeah, muffles. Muffles.
You just hear the crying afterwards.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
They leave.
It's funny how loud
he looks so much hotter on the grinder.
he looks so much better in that episode of Queer as Fuck.
It's not fair. He was awake in his profile photo.
Well, because we were talking about Twitter ages ago, I thought this was appropriate, but now it seems completely out of the blue. And also, it's ancient. Like, this letter is from a very long time ago when we had not done the podcast in a while.
It's from, like, 2012.
Yeah. Love that you're back online. Just wanted to let Adam know that after never having missed an episode of the podcast, yet also having never been on Twitter, I just signed up in the hope you'd be live-tweeting the Thorpey interview.
Oh.
Turns out you're not. And I might not even be watching it live, but hopefully you can cover this again on a Poofcast.
I'm so frightened about what people are tuning into the internet just in case of what we might be doing.
Yeah.
I tuned in just in case you were tweeting the recipe for the perfect pork belly.
Well, it's in a bag with some five spice and Worcestershire sauce.
Yeah.
Boil it for
about a week.
Yeah.
Yeah. But then he goes on to say, so top or bottom? Thorpey and Parko. Ian Thorpe, Michael Parkinson.
Double, but it's been a while since that, hasn't it?
Yeah. It's a blast from the past.
Because
Jasper's is here, he can be our bottom whisperer.
I think
he's more a bottom shouter, actually.
Parky would be a loving top.
Correct, absolutely correct.
Yeah.
He'd be gentle and tender, whereas Ian would just sort of like be on all fours when you walk into the room.
You know, I think Parky would like be a loving and gentle top, but at the moment of kind of climax, he'd just become this kind of animalistic, just bam.
Answer the question.
Bam, bam, bam.
Answer the question.
Answer the but then apologise for it afterwards.
Yeah, he'd have some emotional issues, some built up stuff. Because no one ever asks him how he is.
Poor Parky.
Yeah, Thorpey, go, how was it for you? Thank you.
I went out with a guy like back in the dawn of time when I was like 20 or 19 or something, who was about the same build as Thorpey, like gigantically tall, huge feet, massive cock, could not get enough of it up the ass.
Oh wow!
I was like, this is a waste of a donger. Like really, you are not using this.
No, but
for
then
good.
I know people who have been at their bottoms because their cock is so big that they can't
get it in anything.
It's hard to find someone who'll be able to
accommodate
it.
Quite often.
Yeah.
Sure. What, being the bottom for the... So, yes, top or bottom. And then he also asks Will Anderson and Charlie Clausen.
Oh, Will's a blouse. Will is a blouse.
A feminine top.
A feminine top.
Right. Yeah. Right. Okay.
I feel like that's only a one-way street, the Will and Charlie one.
I think it's very sweet that someone's name-checking Charlie Clausen. That's very good for Charlie. That's a good day for Charlie.
He's on Homo and a Gay.
Oh, is he? Oh, sorry. I'm not 16.
He's
don't
an
pay
actress on Homo and a Gay.
Sorry, I missed that.
But Will is a really good kisser.
Oh, my God, yes, that's right. You and Will have your weird patch problem.
Yeah.
Every time they see each other, they either patch or talk about how they patched.
Really?
Yeah.
That's intriguing.
They made out a lot in the 90s.
Yeah, made out with Will Anderson a lot in the 90s.
And
with Alan Breaux a lot in the 90s.
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
two very gay straight men.
Yeah.
Really?
Wow.
Really? The alcohol's line is very thin.
Air, alcohol. Alcohol's a terrible thing.
Will spends a lot of time at that West Hollywood Starbucks is all I'm saying.
Yeah. Like wearing shoes and no socks.
I know. What does he think it is?
2012.
After Labor Day? He can't go out in white ankles.
We have another letter.
You still with us, Jaspers?
Yeah.
You can go if you want. See ya. No, we have another letter.
Did you notice I cleaned the bathroom, by the way?
I did. Thanks for that.
It's okay. Carry on, Adam. Carry on.
Okay. Dear Talking Poof, you're all hilarious. I know.
Yeah, thanks.
Please don't go on a long break again. Oh, God, for fuck's sake, I was on long service leave. Shut up, you cunts. I'm writing to you from Texas. I've never been to Australia, but plan on visiting ASAP. Oh. Toby got excited. We've got an international. We've had Brussels. We've had Spain. And
no,
now
I'm just hearing this in a Texan accent now.
All right.
I'm just imagining Jerry Hall is suddenly writing to us.
I need your advice on my ways to the sex life. I can't do Texan, but I can do Jerry Hall.
It sounds like some sort of spasticated Siri.
Somebody's dropped his phone.
Someone's dropped their phone in the toilet and that's Siri.
And it's Jerry Hall.
I need sort of
if Michael Crawford was doing an impression of Jerry Hall.
Dick Van Dyke in reverse.
I saw Jerry Hall as Mrs. Robinson on stage in The Graduate.
In London.
And
was she good?
No.
Oh, really?
Awful.
My sister saw it, but with Kathleen Turner.
Oh, see, I missed her by days, and she would have been amazing. But Jerry Hall took her clothes off during one of the scenes, and she just did like an ironing board with pubes. It's really weird. Honestly, I'm so disappointed.
I'm 27 years old and have never had a boyfriend or been on a date. Texas is a horrible place for a gay man to try and find love. But Nelly's from Texas. Oh, he's not gay. No. I've just fantasized about that, sorry.
No.
I've come to a conclusion. I won't find love until I move to another state, like California, which is where I'm from. Yeah, too much information, love. So, I decided to just focus on hookups. Aw, it's just like Jasper's.
Aw, yeah, charming.
That's not my choice, by the way. That's happening, but I'm not doing it on purpose.
Well, you're not exactly doing anything to stop it, though.
They just stop coming after the first time.
What a series
of very short relationships.
No, it's great. It's got to be, you know, come on, let's go, come over and have hot man sex. Just move those high heels and the corset. Yeah, yeah. And we'll go too.
Do you think maybe that's what it is? There's a lady.
Well, you look at Trevor Ashley, Wes Snelling, me. Yeah, that makes sense.
None of you have managed to maintain a relationship longer than half an hour. So he's just started to focus on hookups. Unfortunately, most of the guys I've been with don't know what they're doing in bed.
Oh,
tedious. I've had guys try to force my throat down on their dick, or use one or two fingers to dissect and analyse my asshole aggressively as if it is a school project.
On the whole, I prefer to build a model of a volcano.
Don't put the Lego up there. Ow. Most of the guys I've been with always skip the warming up process and will just try to force their dicks all the way in my ass, even after I've said multiple times, go slow.
It's like Heath Ledger.
Oh, bit of spitting straight in.
Yeah.
The whole time I'm just uncomfortable and hoping they finish fast so I can take a shower and get a bite to eat.
I was a man after my own heart.
Oh, this is Jasper's. Is it difficult to not get any pleasure from getting fucked? Am I not using the right lube or relaxing enough? Or am I just getting fucked by the wrong men? Sincerely, Black Bottom Bevan.
Oh,
I don't know, but come visit.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, Blousy here wants to get up here.
Maybe we could do a possible campaign. Get him out of here.
Yeah. Right? I'll sponsor you.
Yeah. Fun. Keep him around the house.
We can if we want to.
Yeah, it's not Viola Davis.
Talking Poofy starts giving out visas.
I was going to say, depends how bad he wants the permanent residency.
Yeah. No, he just wants to go to California.
Yeah. No, I think he's answered your own question. I think it's the wrong people.
It sounds to me like he is just hooking up with, you know, like dodgy guys in motel room, truckers, and like a John Waters movie or something,
hot,
you know.
Though.
Yeah, until they, you know, like dry rape him.
Yeah, yeah. You know what? Yeah. All of the descriptions, like the fingers, you know, jamming in and having a crack, and the you know, going straight for it without any. What do you never see in porn? Foreplay.
Yes.
You never see kissing in porn.
It sounds like he's meeting with some unexperienced men.
Disexperienced. They were experienced, and it's been removed from them.
Some inexperienced, de-educated men.
Well, Well, it also, it does sound very kind of fumbling, you know, discreet in inverted commas, like
yeah.
a bit sort of
yeah.
hidden away.
It sounds like stupid straight guy toilet sex yeah. stuff.
And I've learned how to have gay sex by watching porn.
Yeah.
Yes. Porn is responsible for so much shit sex.
Yeah.
Like, so much straight in, not pay attention, like, no intimacy, no kind of... Yeah.
Like, it sounds very, very adolescent, doesn't it?
Yes.
Yeah.
The stuff they're doing. And also, like, be suspicious of guys that just want to fuck.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Be suspicious of in
really?
Any context.
We are the dodgiest fuckers in the whole world. Honestly.
But you know what? Like, I used to know a transsexual hooker who would always say, always with the fucking. They're always fucking.
Oh, really?
She was a furious little Filipino woman.
Angry lady boy.
Always with the fucking. Nothing else. Not kissing. Always the fucking.
I love her.
She was hilarious.
Oh, I want a dance remix of what you just did.
If anyone can fix that up, that'd be great.
And that was exactly how she spoke, so I'm not being racist. I'll be racist another way in another time later. But that's exactly what she sounded like. And it's quite true. Like, if it's just about, like, sticking your dick into a wall socket, be suspicious of that person.
Yeah.
It's all the... It's that whole thing of, like, the casual hookups again, like, because everyone watches porn and they go right, I want to do that,
I want that fantasy, I'm going to live that out.
I watched a porn set in a toilet the other day and I just went, this is the most conveniently graffitied toilet of all time. Like, it looked like a set. It was a movie set that had been constructed. I'm like, there's no way that smells like urine, like the actual toilets at the train station. Like, also, it was spacious. Like, when have you ever been to a public toilet that has enough room to get up at a particular angle? You know, the worst one is, you know, when you see porn and both people are facing the same way, sitting down, jumping up and down.
Yeah.
So, essentially, you can see abs and two cocks.
Yes.
Like, that's the only purpose for that position, because that is the most uncomfortable position of all time.
It's hard to sustain.
For both parties. Neither of you are having a good time in that instance. Someone's sitting on your balls, you're doing way too much core work trying to go up and down.
That's what I think. I look at that and I just think, wow, you've got amazing quadriceps, sir.
Yes.
Yeah, you've got to arch your back. It's
you
all about
must
balance.
Just be a bitch at the squats at the gym.
But
you
that's what I mean. That is not a comfortable, it is not a practical, it is not a...
You're really passionate about this.
I don't like...
with you though, yeah.
My last boyfriend would constantly want to be having porn sex because he'd go off and watch porn on the computer for hours, but then come and wake me up and then try to jackhammer me like there was
but
no
Adam,
tomorrow.
If porn sex looked like actual sex, it would be horrible. No one would watch it.
No one would watch actual sex.
See me starfish for half an hour.
Yeah. People think they're looking at a photo.
Are you done? Get back to prisoner. The menu log will be here in 10 minutes. Hurry up.
It starts with, is it in yet?
Yeah.
And then it finishes with, is it out yet?
Yeah. Scott, come clean this up.
Oh god. But I'm in my bedroom doing it, trying to rub out a cramp in my leg. Oh, hang on, I'll be there in a minute.
Where's Beryl? Beryl will lick that up. Beryl.
Grey garden. Gay gardens.
Our house, that.
Gay gardens. But yeah, it's...
I can't feel my legs. I can't feel his legs. I don't have any legs left.
Why do people... Like, surely no one's enjoying it. Surely even the tops aren't enjoying that sex.
What? Porn sex?
Yeah, the two fingers in and then bang.
No,
hang on the porn?
This poor guy.
Oh, this poor guy, the top. Oh, no, that. But this is it. But they're probably not. But they probably don't know what they're meant to do. Because there's some... you know, married guy who's having some illicit liaison and is just, as you say, just doing what he's seen in the pictures.
Yeah.
It's like he's trying to follow an IKEA instruction manual. Yeah. You know,
he's
seen
it on
his
computer phone.
He's looking at some dirty movies on his computer phone.
Yes.
Oh, some blue
some
movies.
Blue movies.
Some Danish blue.
Some stick films.
Yes, that's right.
Stick films.
And he doesn't know that it's meant to be good either. He's just, you know...
Basically, well, I think what we're saying is get the hell out of Texas.
Yeah.
I like the idea of Texas. I think what Black Bottom Bevan should be doing is...
Which does sound like a rare flower. We found the elusive Black Bottom Bevan in the Amazon Basin.
Bulldozers have been stopped.
Basin. I think what Black Bottom Bevan needs to do is become that kind, that annoying, demanding, passive-aggressive bottom. You know, the ones that tell you what to do.
Fussy power bottom.
Yeah. Fussy power bottom.
That's it.
I could run workshops.
Well, yeah, you're really quite vocal, apparently, according to you.
Yes.
When it's happening. Yeah. Like, he reaches around to check if the condom's on.
He's
No, don't take it all the way out and put it all the way back in again. That is not comfortable for anyone.
Yep.
It's like fucking Super Nanny.
Yeah. That's why I stopped bottoming, because I just got sick of carrying around the whiteboard with the bullet points on it. No, I refer again to point three. Right?
Of anal.
The job's worth doing. It's worth doing right.
Exactly.
It's worth doing right.
All right, let's start again.
Well, maybe Bevan needs to change his online profile. Like, if he's meeting these guys on a hookup thing, maybe he's implying that this is all okay. Like, maybe he needs to write...
His thing's a bit too slutty.
I just want kissing and cuddling, and if at least something else, then it does. You know the worst one, though, is... like,
just here for mates and chats.
The online profiles, though, are such bullshit. Like, there was a guy I was rooting who was a tradesman, always would pop over to my house in his you know, Dayglow shirt. His high-vis vest. Smelling of metal, or whatever he did for a living.
Metal.
You know that smell of metal?
Oh, yeah.
He'd come over stinking of steel. And like, we'd had sex one time, and
I can still smell copper on my shirt.
And I'd done him up the pooper. And he came over, and his profile pretty much said, oh, you know, I'm a top, but occasionally I'll let someone in to visit. And I was like, oh, I don't remember him topping me anyway. And he came over another time and had remembered the last time we had sex as if he'd been on top. I'm like, no, I'm pretty sure I popped you up before. But I didn't mention it to him. And then he just climbed on top of it again. And I was like, he has never topped in his life.
Yeah. He's doing that whole tradie fantasy thing and
then just pulls
the rug out from under you.
He's just squatting on that thing like a fucking space hopper.
Like throwing a sausage down Burke Street.
Yes. Oh, yeah, there's plenty of room. But, yeah, like the profile thing, you know, maybe is not entirely...
Oh, I hate, yeah, maybe. I hate the kind of the headless torso, like, you know, naked ass shot. Yeah. Just hit for friend.
But the other good thing about tradie was, like, we would make out for ages before anything else happened. So I reckon if you hook up with someone and they stop kissing within about 4 minutes,
I reckon pull
the pin. Go, oh, look, I've just remembered I've got to...
Go overseas.
Go and hang out with people who like me. Go overseas.
I mean, but I'm going to head to Japan. Yeah, come on.
I'm meant to be in Belgium.
Sucking off a parliamentarian.
Just remembered.
I think that's good advice. Put it on your profile. Make it clear what you want.
Yeah, I want some intimacy.
Yeah.
The other thing is, you know, often when it's not right, when it's not going to be anything more than a one-night thing.
Yeah.
There is nothing. There is no intimacy. There is no... If there was intimacy every single time, you'd go out with them. You'd see them twice.
So he doesn't miss the intimacy, though. He just doesn't want to get, like, dry bagged.
Yeah, that too.
Basically.
He doesn't want to get fingered by too many frogs before he meets a prince.
Yeah.
Correct. Oh, well, so nice to hear from you, Triple B.
Triple B.
Black Bottom Bevan. Black so Bottom nice Bevan. To hear from you.
In Texas.
Thank you.
Is he from Dallas, Texas?
Oh, it's funny because we're not there.
Yeah.
And I think that's all for the letters. We'll go to that one.
Yeah.
That one. We read that one.
For some reason, the music just got really loud in,
I know.
In the food court. Connection.
I think it's just our particular part of the food court got noisy. We're next to Nando's, which is exciting.
Yep.
And Jasper's is leaving everybody. Thanks for coming, Jasper.
Thanks so much for having me. I really love that we planned this out and everything. And
yeah.
I'm going to lock myself out of the house more often and get more gigs.
Yeah. We don't pay you for it.
No. You've got the keys.
You've got to get your name out there.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, good.
You've got the keys. You're going straight home?
I'm going to go get some keys cut to hide around the house.
All right, good.
I
love that this has now turned into a bizarre domestic podcast.
This is now turning into house husbands.
I worry about you. I know what that Adam's like. He's got influence on you. I've told you not to hang out.
I've got things to tell you about. Oh, you've got no idea what he makes me do.
Listen to that nice Wes. He's lovely.
Aww.
See you,
Thomas. Happy to see you.
If you're in Brisbane, I'm on at the Brisbane Powerhouse on the 7th of Feb, and then various other dates around Brisbane. You can get the details talkingpuffy.com.au. Tina?
Tina Del Twist is doing Perth, darlings. Tina's doing Perth Fringe.
Oh,
go to
Tina's
Perth Fringe here. World and look up Tina Del Twister.
Not Twister, Twist. I can't believe you got dressed up as Tina just to say that.
I know. It's not difficult. Just throwing a rug over myself.
There's a tag hanging out of your hair.
Is what?
There's a tag in your hair.
Is there? Shit.
Are you vegan?
No, I just got taken to this restaurant.
Who's the vegan?
I went with...
Just went to a vegan restaurant?
A guy, and...
A guy.
And he was like, you've got to try this. It's really
not your boyfriend.
Not my boyfriend. Shut up.
not your boyfriend?
Well, we're just seeing each other.
Oh, my God. Hate faggots.
We haven't named it.
I am becoming increasingly homophobic as the days go by. Like, boyfriend is not, like, you're not married.
I know.
It's all right, he doesn't have to. It can just be what it is.
We just haven't named it, that's all.
He's not hurting anyone.
We haven't named it.
No.
Oh, my God, what is it, a fucking rabbit?
No, it's a duck.
Mama's got her claws out.
We haven't named it, so it's still quite a nebulous experience that involves jizz.
Yeah.
Like, if you're fucking the poor kid up the arse, but you won't call him your boyfriend.
Look, if I called everyone...
I was going to say...
really?
You've changed religion for this kid.
I'd have to be a Mormon, honestly. There'd be lots of wives.
You were the world's most infamous bottom, and now... You've changed religion, essentially.
I know.
This is like cutting off your foreskin.
I know.
See, it's true. So don't label things because you never know.
And
you
now never know. You're
lessoning that for all of us.
I'm going to put it on a greeting card.
Yeah, please.
Yeah. I'm just going to put a photo of you topping with a little caption saying, miracles happen.
Yeah.
Magic happens.
Yeah, magic.
Magic happens.
Yeah. That's it. That's like, what is it, Miracle on 23rd Street? Yeah. That's the 34. Twist at 34.
That's the Christmas miracle.
That's the miracle that,
It's a wonderful life.
Yes.
A porno.
Yeah.
A Christmas top. A Christmas miracle. Please, Daddy, I just want a top. Like Pinocchio. I'm a top, a real top.
The top of the tree.
Wow.
And then Santa butt sex smiles down from the sky.
Yeah, the ghost of bottoms past.
Merry Christmas, little Scotty. Merry Christmas.
Thanks, Santa.
And Jasper's can be in it as a special guest as the Christmas starfish.
Yeah.
Oh, please do this next Christmas.
The Talking Puffy Christmas pantos.
You know what's tragic is, like, it's now the middle of January.
Yeah.
By the time this goes out.
Yeah. We'll have our Australia Day podcast ready by April.
Yeah.
Our, right. Oh, have we started planning for our Centenary of Gallipoli podcast?
That's going to be amazing.
That's
going to be full of songs by Wes. Number.
Tina Del Twist with her
A couple of old men hanging off her.
Just Scott playing two up in his anus.
Lots of jokes about being dirty in the trenches.
And, yes.
You know, going over the top. God.
I've got trench rot, love.
I think it's fair to say my grandfather fought in the war for our right to talk about butt sex in a food court.
Yeah, outside Nando's.
Copping a bayonet up the date.
This is the Australia he fought for. Talk puppy to me.